from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We should have mentioned this. Tread very lightly. We could end up on St. Brown's list.
Yeah, I mean, he's always making those lists. But I tell you what, he's outperformed that previous list, other than Justin Jefferson. But if he is able to put together a season where at the end of the year you say he had a better year than A.J. Brown, a better year than Tyreek Hill, a better year than Justin Jefferson, I think we should give ourselves a pat on the back for motivating him.
St. Brown, best receiver in his class, and I had him fourth among all receivers. The only guys ahead of him were Jefferson and two other guys who were all pro last year. Mm-hmm. But by all means, anything we could do to help motivate the Sun God, we're here to do that.
Yep. Do our part.
Do whatever we can. Ayuk was on that little game
exercise that we had.
Yeah. And he's in the news. Brandon Ayuk demanding to be traded from San Francisco. I had a couple thoughts. One, whether he's there or not, I think the Lions are the best team in the NFC, so I'm not overly concerned with whether or not he plays. I believe in this football team, regardless of whether or not Brandon Ayuk plays. And at this point, I kind of think he will play in San Francisco. Maybe it's a Chris Jones situation where he drags his feet all the way to the start of the season, misses a game. He'll play sooner rather than later. He'll play when the Lions face off in Week 17 and in a potential playoff game, and I'm not afraid of him. I think the Lions are the best roster in the NFC. I'm not afraid of San Francisco. Not hung up on last year, looking ahead to this year. So that's thing one. Thing two, it's kind of volatile in the NFC heavyweight picture right now. The Lions are the exception. Because I go through the list, and it's San Francisco, who now has the Ayuk thing to sort out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're an older roster running out of time. Dallas, another heavyweight. What's going on with Dak? What's going on with McCarthy?
CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb.
What's a contract?
This is the all-in year. Doesn't feel like an all-in offseason, but a lot of guys whose futures are resting on this year in a high-pressurized situation in Dallas. The other heavyweight would be the Eagles, who I do think are going to have a bounce-back year, but they got to bounce back from a flatline finish where they lost a leader on the interior of the offensive and defensive lines, and Sirianni's name was on the hot seat at the end of last season. So you tell me, among all those heavyweights in the NFC, they all have some volatility. Meanwhile, the Lions head down, everybody signed, going into camp, clear focus. So two observations. One, I'm loving everybody else dealing with volatility while the Lions don't. And the second point is, I love being in a position where my team's so good, I don't have to care if Ayuk plays or not. The Lions are good enough.
Yeah, and San Francisco and Dallas, like we know what's going on with Ayuk. Even without him, they've got Kittle, they've got Debo Samuel, they got Christian McCaffrey. They have other weapons at the wide receiver position, and they have other ways to be productive. Plus, it's very experienced. So while this is an issue, it is drama, I believe. And the big difference between the Lions and San Francisco right now isn't necessarily the talent level. It's the experience level. You've got some veteran players on both sides of the ball that can probably are more well equipped to handle this situation in the locker room if it becomes a locker room issue than a lot of other teams. So I think they're well equipped to handle it. I think if you just simply take Ayuk out of the equation, now what does that do for opening things up for George Kittle? What does it do for opening things up for Debo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, whether it's in the run game or in the screen game? Because we mentioned it, Ayuk is that deep threat. He's the one that stretches the field. And so That's where I think this is a bigger issue for their offense and how it operates versus any type of locker room issue that this may or may not present. Because if he's not there, and you have one case where he's not there because he gets traded, he's not there because he sits out, or he's not there because he is in a contract year and he doesn't want to go on the field at any point in time where he's not 100%.
Yeah, but, and I get that. T. Higgins was dealing with it. Eventually, you show up and you play the final year of your contract, even if it's on a franchise tag. Chris Jones, all the leverage in the world, right? Key piece to a Super Bowl defense. Eventually, your ass gets back on the field.
Everybody handles it differently.
But if I'm San Francisco, I don't think there's a trade I can make. Like, yeah, right. Maybe someone offers you a first and they're willing to pay him. I'm not going into the season without Ayuk because of what you mentioned, because he is the guy who adds the verticality to their offense. I think he was like 40% of all big plays were him down the field. He was their leading receiver, reception guy, target guy. They're not going to trade him. And I don't think they should, because what would they get? Pittsburgh sends him a first and a third. What the hell does that do? They're chasing a Super Bowl right now. Yeah. They're going to hold his feet to the fire. They're not going to trade him no matter what he says. They're going to say, we expect you on the field or you're not going to get paid.
So what's the argument for John Lynch? The argument, for, in my opinion, for John Lynch is, we love you. We want you to be here. We want you to be a part of this. We want to go win a Super Bowl, and we want you, whether it's here or somewhere else, to go get you yourself as much money as possible. We just simply can't afford you. You are worth more than we can afford. And so you pump his tires up a little bit. You make him all of these different things that players want to hear. But the ultimate thing is he wants the contract. That's what he ultimately wants to hear. But I don't think that the 49ers can actually afford him. He is their best receiver, and they've already, a couple years ago, went through this with Debo Samuel. They paid him. They've paid Christian McCaffrey. Yep. In fact, they paid him again. And the fact that their quarterback is coming up, pretty soon, because he doesn't have that fifth-year option. Brock Purdy, they've got to make a decision on him
after this year.
I don't see them moving on from Brock Purdy, so that's a big paycheck coming as well. I just don't think they can afford him, and that needs to be the message. You are worth more than we're offering. We just can't afford to pay you. Now, going to the Eagles, this is where I'm only going to give a little bit of a pushback in terms of the drama. We don't know what was the cause of them completely falling apart in December and January, and ultimately an early exit from the playoffs. And so that's kind of the wild card. Did they solve some of those issues in the locker room? Is Jalen Hurts the leader that we saw at Alabama, we saw early on in his career? They've paid him. They paid him to not only be the quarterback, but be the leader of this team.
Sure.
Can he be the guy that solves some of those issues as to why they fell apart, even though most of them were defensively?
John, I've talked about it. I think the Eagles are the biggest threat for the Lions in the NFC because of between the ears, right, Jalen Hurts, because Barkley with an upgraded offensive line, because Matt Patricia's no longer there. Right. You can work through the adversity that Philadelphia has. My point is, they are on less stable ground. The Lions are the most stable NFC contender, period. I don't know how anybody can fight that the Lions are the most stable team in the fight in the NFC because of Ayuk, because of Dallas and what Dallas means with all of the baggage and the all-in season, and because of the way the Eagles finished the year. The team I left off, Green Bay. But I don't put them on that level yet. We're talking about teams that have played for Super Bowls or division champions. Green Bay has some instability, too. Did Jordan Love solidify that he's a franchise quarterback? I don't think so. That bonehead interception against San Francisco leaves some questions. A young receiver room leaves some questions.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I don't put them on that heavyweight tier yet. They got to earn that.
We don't know if they were real because they did it so quick. They were 6-8.
Right. Okay?
They won 4 in a row, I believe, with their playoff game before losing to San Francisco. And we've seen teams do that in the NFL, and you don't know if it's trustable. And it starts with the quarterback. It does. Right.
But were the Lions trustable when they started
John,
1-6 and they went 9-8?
That's the key. Is a year ago, I wouldn't have said the Lions were a heavyweight.
Right.
So Green Bay, maybe a year from now, if they back it up and have a Lions-like season.
And make it to the NFC Championship game, yeah. That means that the Lions most likely aren't there.
Right, and then they can come up to the big kids' table, but they're not there right now.
I mean, usually when these teams get hot like this at the end of the year, it doesn't pan out to the way the Lions carried it the next year. Everybody says the seasons don't carry over.
Right. Momentum doesn't carry over right. Year to year.
And so we just need to see a little more. None of us are discounting them. We just need to see more. I need yeah. more evidence.
My point about talking about the Eagles, though, is I think they're the team going into this year. Maybe you could say Baltimore, but I think they're the team going into this year with the biggest chip on their shoulder. Because of, hey, at one point last year, they were far and away the favorite to have the number one seed in the NFC because of the 3-week stretch that San Francisco had. They lost 3 in a row. It started with that game in Cleveland. Yeah. It was, Trent Williams was hurt. Debo was hurt. And then those guys came back and they put on that push. But with 10 games into the season, it was the Philadelphia Eagles that were sitting in the catbird seat. They fell apart. And I think they're coming into this year with adding to that offensive line, with adding to, I know that they took away an all-pro center, but Cam Jurgens, I think, is going to fill that role extremely well. They add Saquon Barkley, and this is a team that I think is going into the year with last year was the one-off. They've got a gigantic chip on their shoulder and something to prove.
You realize before last season, they were talked about as maybe the best roster in football.
Yeah.
Because of Howie Roseman, the GM, and what they've done. The roster is still really, really good out in Philadelphia. And I know we're not doing Philly radio. My only point was there is more volatility in Philly than Detroit. There is more stability with our football team than any of the NFC contemporaries. 97-1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.